This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. This podcast is called The Coronavirus Cover-Up, and in the next 10 minutes, I'm going to get into the motivations why the United States and China have every incentive to cover up the truth about this pandemic. Of course, the first casualty in every pandemic is the truth, just like in war. And by the way, how do we know that they're covering it up? How do we know? Well, let me just give you a couple of pieces of evidence here, and you can decide for yourself. But the official government figures of the number of people infected in China is just 2,900. Yet we have scientists, a whole team of scientists from Hong Kong University now saying that there are at least 44,000 people infected in China. And some other estimates say there are at least double that, 90,000 people infected from healthcare workers there. China, if you don't believe that, ask yourself, why is China announcing an emergency expansion of 100,000 hospital beds in the province that encompasses Wuhan there? Why would you need 100,000 hospital beds if you only have 2,900 people infected? Why have quarantines now been expanded in China to encompass 56 million people? I mean, if it's really so small, there are fewer than 3,000 people infected. Why would you quarantine 56 million people, right? And clearly there's a cover-up. And in the United States, as I've mentioned before, the CDC is so far behind in its ability to run lab tests. I've covered that in a previous podcast. It's going to take the CDC weeks of lab testing to tell us how many infections we have today. So the CDC might be, just by my own estimates, and I do run an analytical laboratory. I own a lab and we run microbiology tests, and we do analytical mass spec instruments for other types of tests and so on. I have good familiarity with sample prep and even PCR instruments and gene sequencing and so on. I'll tell you this, the CDC is going to be probably a month behind reality in its reporting of confirmed cases. Now, maybe you think they're not that slow. Okay, let's say they're only 2 weeks behind. Well, guess what? The number of people infected by this virus doubles every week. So in 2 weeks, the numbers they're releasing are only 1/4 of the reality. And by the way, given the fact that a lot of people who have this infection don't realize they have it, and given that the incubation period is as much as 10 to 12 days, typically I think 8 days is the average incubation period. And given that this disease is infectious during the incubation period, it means that people who are infected don't even know they're infected, and they're spreading it to others inadvertently during this whole time, and the CDC isn't even aware yet that those people exist. And also given the fact that according to a study published in the Lancet Science Journal, 2% of those who are infected show no symptoms of fever or respiratory distress, which means that those 2%, they can glide right through airport security, which is mostly focused on zapping people with, you know, infrared thermometers to see if they have a fever. If you don't have a fever, you're allowed to just go right on through. So one out of 50 people with this disease will go right through airport security. And it's actually a higher number than that, because we've already seen stories out of Asia where people took medication to suppress their fevers so they could fly. And like, they felt a little sick. They weren't sure why they were sick. They didn't think it's the coronavirus, but they took medication to suppress their fever so they could make it through airport security. That has happened as well. And we also know that it spreads through the air, and that wearing a mask is not enough unless the mask covers your entire face, because this virus can infect you through your eyeballs, as we've seen now with one doctor in China that wrote about this, his experience. He was infected, even though he had coverage of his mouth and nose and hands and everything else, but his eyes were exposed and he got infected through his eyes. So given all these facts, this is going to spread, and the Chinese government is lying about it, and the CDC is also downplaying it as well. But let's talk about motivations. Why would Trump not want people to be aware of the rapid expansion of this pandemic in the United States? Well, we've already seen evidence of that. The stock market has been spooked already, with airline stocks plunging and many other stocks going down as concerns about the pandemic are spreading. You see, the U.S. stock market It's a faith-based system. I've talked about this before. It's a bubble. It's a bubble because people believe in the bubble. There's no rationality left in the stock market. People aren't buying stocks because they say, oh, look, the price-to-earnings ratio is fantastic. Look at the hard assets of this company. You know, it's a good value. No, they're buying on speculation. They're buying because they say, if I buy now, it's just going to keep going up and I'll be able to sell it for more later. Doesn't matter what the underlying value is, right? That's the way investors are today, like they are in every bubble. Well, every bubble, because it's based on faith and irrationality, can be destroyed immediately by fear. Fear is what destroys bubbles. Uncertainty destroys bubbles. And with Trump running for president on basically the stock market bubble, saying, look at the numbers, they're so high. Our economy is so good. Vote for me again, and I'll make your pensions go even higher. Like that, that's 80% of Trump's message right now, which I think is incredibly foolish, by the way. But that's what he's running on. Well, that whole house of cards can come tumbling down if people have fear about an unknown thing, like, i.e., a pandemic. And that's why it's being downplayed. That's the motivation in the United States. Don't scare people, would be the official, you know, advice for that. And the CDC is downplaying it too, saying, oh, don't worry, there's nothing to worry about in America. We have this fully under control. The same CDC that pushes vaccines that cause pandemics, cause outbreaks. So the vaccines themselves, as we've documented in previous stories, vaccines themselves often are associated with outbreaks. So does the CDC have any actual credibility when it comes to talking about infectious disease or outbreaks or pandemics or vaccines or anything? And the answer is no. Now, someone sent me some documents, some PDFs that are from some of the software programs that are running the genetic analyzers and gene sequencers that are being used by CDC-approved laboratories. And behind the scenes, these labs are panicked. They are like panicking to get their gene sequence profiles updated in the software so they can actually identify this virus in samples, you know, using PCR gene replication and gene sequencing technology, which is pretty advanced and it's very mature. The technology is great. But if you don't know what you're looking for, if you don't have the exact genetic sequence, then you can't really find it. And this thing may be mutating already, but it's also hard to find a needle in a haystack. You've got all these other viruses and all these other strains and all these other, you know, pathogens out there that you have to sort through in your gene sequencing software. And so the labs are panicked trying to get the right code, the right, I don't know what you call it, libraries, really. That's what they are, gene libraries, you know, identification libraries. And the CDC is rapidly pushing those out. But even then, the lab tests take quite a long time to conduct. These tests, typically, it can take 30 hours for a gene sequencer to run a PCR test with a full analysis scan and piece together the Gattaca code of the gene sequences and then compare that to the library and give you some answers of the percentage breakdown in your sample of which possible pathogens are present. You know, 30 hours is kind of the fastest version of that. Some labs using equipment a little bit older can take 3, 4, 5 days, depending on how good your PCR is and how many receptors you have or sensors you have on the microchip that's doing the sensing. Basically, it's releasing ions for the four different proteins. And then the ions are being counted, and it's piecing together gene sequences based on that. It's pretty cool tech, actually. It's like Star Trek, but it's not instant. It's not magic. It uses science, and it takes time. And so most of these are run on what are called 96 well plates. So you have 96 samples that go on one plate. You have 96 wells, in other words, into which you can put liquefied samples. And then it tests the DNA that's in those 96 samples. Well, testing 96 samples takes quite a lot of time. And who knows how many instruments they have running, you know, or which labs are running, or are they all updated? Are they all running correctly? What about all the sample prep time? How many personnel do they have? All these things take time, which means they're way behind schedule on identifying cases in the United States. So what I'm saying is that even if the CDC wants to tell the truth, they're behind anyway. They can't tell you the actual number of infections today. They can only tell you the number, you know, 2 weeks ago or something like that. Now, the other big motivation for both China and the United States to downplay the severity of this outbreak is economics. They don't want people to stop investing, to stop buying bubble stock prices, you know, bubble stock shares. They want you to keep buying no matter what. They don't want you to break with your irrational exuberance. They don't want you to be jolted and shocked into reality and start questioning things. They also don't want to see imports and exports affected. So China exports a lot of food to the United States, food ingredients, even superfood ingredients, nutritional supplement ingredients, things like that. It's one of the reasons why we tend to avoid almost everything from China. A lot of our products are China-free, most of them, actually. But across the supplements industry, almost everything's from China. And then at the same time, the U.S. exports agricultural products to China. And so you have all this cross-country trade. Well, if you start to have quarantines and you start to have more tight border control on products coming out of China because of this outbreak, which is a possibility down the road if it gets worse, then you're going to have economic impacts that will hurt both countries. And this is especially notable given that the United States and China are ongoing engaged in, you know, economic trade policy negotiations. So there's nothing that hurts trade more than a giant quarantine lockdown. I mean, that kills trade. And the stock markets of both China and the United States would be negatively impacted. So in fact, both countries have every incentive to lie to their public and say this is not a big deal, even when it is a big deal. That incentive exists in both countries. Now, finally, the other very big factor in all of this is that President Trump does not have any background in the sciences. Now, of course, he's very successful as a real estate developer and a business person and so on. He's a smart individual, obviously, but he's never studied epidemiology or microbiology, or laboratory sciences, you know, analytical lab runs, sample processing. So he doesn't know the truth about anything. He's just being told by so-called experts and government authorities who themselves are deceiving America. So they can easily pull the wool over Trump's eyes because Trump doesn't know enough himself to ask the questions, you know, sadly. I mean, Michael Savage, the radio host out of California, he's an epidemiologist. He's got a PhD. He knows way more about this than President Trump. In fact, I know way more about this than President Trump, but we aren't the president. And Trump is simply not, he's never studied this stuff. He doesn't know this area. No one can know everything, right? But the fact that our president doesn't understand virology and epidemiology and how pandemics work and so on, when we're in the middle of this horrible pandemic, that's a bit worrisome. He's going to have to depend on experts who are no doubt lying to him, as pretty much everybody in Washington lies to Trump, you know, to try to thwart his presidency and bring him down. So he's got more wolves and more enemies all around him now lying to him about this outbreak. So his ability to make informed decisions is severely hampered here, even if he wanted to do the right thing. And then again, I think that Trump doesn't want to spook the markets because he's running on the markets. So those are some of my thoughts about the motivations to cover this up and the truth about how rapidly this is spreading. I will update this as more information becomes available, of course. You can read naturalnews.com to stay informed. We're posting stories there all throughout the day. And you can hear more of my podcast at brighteon.com. And I thank you for sharing this. And I urge you to think about what's coming and think about how to get prepared. Stay safe. Think about the implications if the CDC can't control this in the United States, especially given that filthy liberal cities are the perfect storm environments for these diseases to spread because they have very little public sanitation. They have people, you know, literally defecating in the streets. They're filthy cities, mass homelessness, mass drug addiction, needles all over the place. Just drug users asleep on the sidewalks everywhere. You have to walk over them, you know, step across them as you're walking down the sidewalk in San Francisco. It's crazy. So these are conditions for a pandemic. Basically, humanity has screwed things up so badly that cities are now the perfect environment through which pandemics can explode. And the number of dead in California, if this were to really spread throughout the state, and if everyone were to be exposed in California, the number of dead would be millions. It would be millions. So let's hope it doesn't come to that. But Trump's not doing anything right now to stop it. I'll tell you that much. Just like he's not stopping big tech censorship either. So I keep wondering, what is he doing? He's not dealing with the big problems, the really big problems, the big threats that could take down our country and take down our economy, such as this pandemic. But thank you for listening. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support. Thank you for watching. If you want to support our mission, visit us at healthrangerstore.com for the world's largest selection of lab-verified superfood and nutritional products for healthy living. It's at healthrangerstore.com.